93.5 WVIP and WVIP HD1, New Rochelle. A Whitney Global Media Station.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me, it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community, serve my country, was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard. Aired by the New York State Broadcasters Association. And this station.
Hey! My dad is bringing home the best birthday cake ever.
It was my fifth birthday, and my dad was bringing home the cake.
Should have been here a half hour ago.
The cake never made it, and neither did my dad.
911, what's your emergency?
That was the day a drunk driver killed my dad.
Daddy?
Impaired drivers take lives. Think.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee. Aired in cooperation with the New York State Broadcasters Association.
Injured in an accident? You should be fully compensated with a large money award for your pain and suffering, your lost wages, and your medical bills. I'm Brad Bernstein. For over 60 years, my legal team at Sparm Bernstein has been fighting for the highest money awards and has won over $200 million for our seriously injured clients. That's almost a quarter of $1 billion. Whether a car construction accident, medical malpractice, a slip and fall, our team at Sparm Bernstein will fight aggressively to get you the highest money award possible. Call now, 1-800-859-0800. That's 1-800-859-0800. Call now. Sparm Bernstein Legal Team will help you get the compensation you deserve. 1-800-859-0800. 1-800-859-0800. Prior successful results do not guarantee a similar outcome in the future.
Is your insurance coverage adequate? What if you suffer an accident, serious illness, or long hospital stay? I am Marcia Campbell of Combined Insurance, and I want to set you up with affordable supplemental coverage. If the unexpected strikes, you can have cash when you need it most. Call me, Marcia Campbell, at Combined Insurance, 347-664-0986. Regular medical insurance pays direct to your medical provider, but with supplemental Combined Insurance, benefits are paid directly to you to use at your discretion to cover things like rent or utility bills while you're out of work. Let Combined Insurance give you an extra layer of protection and peace of mind. Call me, Marcia Campbell, 347-664-0986. That's 347-664-0986.
From our family to yours, happy holidays from New York's Caribbean Voice, 93.5 WVIP.
Ace, and this is the original chronic.
Yo, this is Mr. Vegas.
Where is the signal I represent? You see?
Yo, you know, it's Chris Martin.
You know, I'm the Oogler I represent, you know.
Hi, this is Marcy Griffiths.
This is Max Supreme.
This is Mikey Spice.
Listen, Ascencia.
I sing a melody representing
blessed love and honor. This is Janine.
Yo, this is Bunchy Garland, all the way from Trinidad and Tobago.
We're grooving on the radio. The Rasclem, keep it locked. IKEA said that.
Accepting our offer to be part of our Broadway cast includes dinner every evening at any five-star Manhattan restaurant.
Thank you, but no thank you. When I'm in New York, I only eat at the door.
Have you ever eaten at any five-star Manhattan restaurant?
Huh? Five-star or 5 trillion-star. Me uncle name at the door.
The door.
The door.
The door.
The door. Elegance. Fine dining. Our professional staff is here to serve you.
And most importantly, great Jamaican foods. For elegant dining and authentic Jamaican foods.
I'm not sure what you did on Thanksgiving, but let me tell you, I had the door catered for me, and it was the best decision ever made. You know how we knock ourselves out on Thanksgiving Day, getting everything together, getting the place right, the decorating and the cooking. And sometimes we set dinner for 6 and it's never 6 because we are still cooking, still preparing stuff. That never happened this time around. The door did the catering. I picked up my dinner at 12. Yes, at noon. Everything was in place by 3 o'clock for dinner. And when you talk about taste, and I can still taste it. So tell you what, I'm doing the same thing again for Christmas, and I know that you'll be pleased. Join me. Let's have the door do the catering. 718-525-1083. That's 718-525-1083. Christmas dinner will be good, and we will take the credit. How about that? See you at the door at pickup time.
Yeah. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back with the voice of the Honorable Robert Nesta Marley. And we refuse to be what they wanted us to be.
What we are. That's the way it's going to be.
And that is so true. As I welcome you back, ladies and gentlemen, to the final 25 minutes of Groovin' Radio's presentation this morning, I welcome back Professor Ibo Cooper, and I welcome back our entertainment reporter and writer, Anthony Turner. Gentlemen, welcome back.
Yeah, man.
Ibo Cooper.
Bless.
Before we took the break, Anthony Turner, championing the cause for apartheid. Repeat what you just said, and I want Ibo Cooper to speak on it.
No, well, I was just talking about that big concert, the 100th birthday celebration for the Honorable Nelson Mandela, Beyonce, Ed Sheeran, Jay-Z, Pharrell, Usher. I think billionaire Oprah Winfrey was the keynote speaker. I'm just saying that reggae has been championing apartheid, the fight against apartheid in song. People like Peter Tosh, 1977, recorded Apartheid, that chronicled the atrocities of apartheid. I think about Dennis Brown. I think about Freddie McGregor, Steel Pulse, happy 95th birthday. There's a letter to Nelson Mandela that Sugar Minot wrote before he left Earth here. War and Crimes by Lucky Dube. Freeing Nelson Mandela by Yami Bolo, Sister Carol Mandela release, and all the reggae stalwarts who have championed the apartheid cause. I was just saying it was ironic that reggae was missing from this celebration.
Wow. Your thoughts, Ivo?
One has to understand that there has, for a long time, been a sort of separation between the Caribbean Africans and the Africans in America.
True.
And over time, it has been, the relationship has been getting better. But the African-American is living in a society where he or she can get very wealthy and worldwide recognition and popularity and that we do not have the facilities to necessarily experience. So in some instances, they just don't know the contribution that have been made outside of the African-American community in some instances. Mm-hmm. And in some instances, they would like to take the lead in certain things because of the media power. Mm-hmm. Let me clarify. Back in the day, I don't want to speak out of turn, and maybe I'm wrong, but I don't know that Beyonce necessarily knows that Peter Tosh did anything. Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm.
And then today, it is unfortunate to say, and I'm saying this from the heart with experience, because I went to the Mandela anniversary, release of his anniversary of his release from prison. And when I was in South Africa, there are promoters who, because of the media outreach of America, are more relating now to the America popular market. Mm-hmm. Than to that those tributes and that sincerity to the anti-apartheid cause, because it's a money thing. Mm-hmm. And at that time, when they wanted to do a show but when I was there, I wouldn't want to say on the radio the artist that they wanted. And somebody had to say to them, but based on the content of those artists, you have to be very careful what you are doing in the name of Mandela. See what I'm saying?
Right.
So we have to be very careful now that some of our sacred things are not just exploited for cultural, for commercial gain.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not about Oprah. It's not about Beyonce. It may be about a promoter that says, well, boy, I'm going to celebrate this thing and make some money.
Mm-hmm.
So
So a big name artist is going to draw the crowd. Mm-hmm. You see, there are young South Africans who are no longer that attached to the anti-apartheid struggle. It's been a while. They grew up in the new South Africa, and they are very much relating now to the American pop culture, because that is what they see and that's what they get, because America has a serious media outreach.
And you know, Ibo, I've been telling Anthony over the last couple of months, probably a couple of years, that we have to use our media outreach to connect with our people, to connect with the youngsters. Let me just read you a message that...
What you were saying a while ago, you know, is a direct quotation from Marcus Garvey, you know. Marcus Garvey said that, you know.
Wow.
You need to use our media to spread our propaganda, you know.
Yes. Let me just read a message that just came in regarding the presentation this morning. It says, "Good morning, Ras Clem. Your program continues to educate and inform. Very powerful, well-researched, well-presented program. Thank you for bringing the message across. Discussions like these, for example, this morning with Ibo Cooper, should be a part of the archive assembled so the public at some point can later on go and look at this great work." This is a message that just came in via social media, Ibo Cooper. And, you know, I've been championing the cause of using this platform in particular, Grooving Radio, to use it as a vehicle to educate and inform our people. Because when these things happen, like what just happened with reggae music and UNESCO, we don't want it to be just the headline and it leaves there. It stays there. For those who didn't see it, we want them to hear about it. We want to present it in such a way that they can relate to it. A gentleman just called to say most of the foundation artists, if not all the foundation artists in reggae music, yeah, they were looking up at His Imperial Majesty. And you know, you can speak of it, Ibo, back in the days when you were a young boy, the inspiration.
Yes, definitely. The 70s. Was definitely a period of consciousness and the change in consciousness, African consciousness, but world consciousness, liberation from oppressive consciousness. And at the forefront of that was reggae music under the stewardship of Bob Marley. That is irrefutable. Mm-hmm. Peter Tosh brought us that consciousness of the ills of apartheid, and Burning Spear reminded us about Marcus Garvey. Mm-hmm. And that was the essence of what made reggae, because reggae, maybe a simple music form, but the message was the key. Mm-hmm. That steel pulse in England, Aswad, yeah, and UB40, mm-hmm, who carried the struggle of the British working class youth, mm-hmm, in their thing. So we got identified that way. It got derailed after a while, and I want to clarify, I am not a person who fights against dancehall, and I'm not saying dancehall derailed it. Dancehall is party music. Dancehall is great music to get jiggy and have a good time. Mm-hmm. Saturday night with a Smirnoff Ice in your hand, you don't want none too heavy for the head. Okay. Yeah, there is space for a girl for wine. Mm. Don't get me wrong. However, what we need for people to understand is when the messages now became shut out man Morrow and some abusive women, mm-hmm, we have now derailed the national program that edify and lift up our people. Yeah. And we can't escape that there are some absolutes that we must preserve. In other words, we have to preserve our culture, but preserve our morality. And we can't belittle our empresses. We not call them no bitch and no hoe and no gal. We don't respect that, mm-hmm, empress, we say.
Yes, definitely. You know, in a recent interview with former Prime Minister Edward Siaga on this program, we were talking music, and I asked him the genre of music that which one he puts on top of his list. And he says everything away from dancehall, because he cannot understand dancehall. And he says no disrespect to dancehall, but that is just his opinion. And it's truth, you know. To a point, I personally don't understand some of the stuff that they're saying in the dancehall today. Now, I'm going to say this. Another recent interview, we had Professor Anthony Turner help me out here. He said if we take reggae music out of Jamaica...
Oh, Colin Channa.
Mr. Colin Channa. He says if we take reggae music out of Jamaica, Jamaica would just be another country in the Caribbean. Your thoughts on that statement, Ibo Cooper?
Interesting. he may not be right, because we have also produced outside of the music some real, real greats, mm-hmm, from Mary Sequel to Clyde McKay to Usain Bolt, you know, cricketers like Chris Gayle.
True.
So no, I don't think it's just another country. but still, we have to say reggae is the flagship, is the burning light that has really made the thing and cement the thing. I mean, you have great poets like Alana Goodison, Mervyn Morris. We have some great, man, internationally great people, man. Mm-hmm. But we have to really realize still that reggae music, Bob Marley and Wailers, Peter Bunny, right, carried the thing across the world. And I when I mention Bob Marley, I can't leave out the other Wailers because they tend to get unnoticed. Mm. But look at that great piece of work like Electric Boogie.
Yeah.
By Bonnie Wailer. I mean, that song played everywhere and in every way.
Yeah. You know, every party.
One of eternal songs. Songs like I'll Do Anything For You, then Ryan Morgan.
Yes.
And then you have Morgan Heritage come out of that experience. No one is seeing a large one.
Well, you know, in the background, the work of Peter McIntosh. It is entitled Fools Die for the Wants of Wisdom. The body of work given to us by Peter McIntosh. Another great body of work for reggae music. Don't be a fool. Don't be a fool. We will give you wisdom here on Groovin' Radio. You don't have to die.
The lips of the righteous teaches many.
That's right, yeah.
But fools die for want of wisdom. The rich man's wealth is in the city.
You know, we are a blessed group of people as Jamaicans.
Yeah.
Talk about Nelson Mandela. You talk about Marcus Mosiah Garvey, a man who left Jamaica with no intention to go back to Jamaica. He became our first national hero. Jamaica gave Garvey to the world. Garvey woke up black people around the world. Jamaica gave reggae music to the world. And I mention Nelson Mandela because Jamaica was at the forefront, championing the cause for the release of Nelson Mandela long before these United States. How blessed of a people we are, Ibo Cooper.
Yeah, well, what I'm doing these days, because I want the people to unite, I try to refrain from making certain comparisons that will turn them off. Because I love my American brothers and sisters.
I love them too.
African America. And sometimes, through the years, we have had this sort of competitive thing. So, what is, we have laid our foundation and we want to embrace. Because, for example, when they're ready to come and get piece of the thing, they come down here and they take dancehall and they put it in the pop charts and they call it world beat and all that kind of thing. You get me? So, this is what the inscription of reggae music will protect against. You know, they have to acknowledge that this thing was built on a foundation. Just the same way that you say jazz is an American art form, and everybody know that, although they play jazz all over the world. So the world was given a gift of reggae by Jamaica. People playing reggae in Israel, people playing reggae in Argentina. But it's a Jamaican art form, born of a peculiar experience and a unique experience. And in that regard, I would like to congratulate Dalton Harris.
Yes.
For the X Factor. Hello, you there?
Yes, but we're here. Yeah, we're here.
Yes. I would like to really welcome Buju Banton.
Yeah.
Oh. Home. And looking forward to the great work that I know will come from the experience. Because Jah put man to all kind of experience.
Yeah, man.
And the experience lead to great things. We're not looking at it for the negative.
Yeah. You know, no. You speak of black Americans, and I love my black American brothers and sisters. To this Lent, when I say this all the time, that without them, Jamaican wouldn't know the use of Garvey. They first embrace Marcus Garvey, you know.
Yeah.
They first bring Garvey to the front line. When we didn't like the fact that the things that Garvey was speaking we thought it was going to show us up. Well, the black American says, no, this man is talking a lot of sense, and we need to be with him.
Yeah.
It's just like when Rastafari rose up. Black Jamaicans never embrace Rastafari.
No.
Never embrace Rastafari. But when Bob Marley went worldwide with our music and take our music all over, everybody turned Rasta. So the history must be told, you know, the truth must be told.
The ruling class in Jamaica is still steeped in one aspect of our heritage, our European heritage.
Mm.
And I want to speak to that because you played a Peter Tosh song a while ago. I would like to say on this program that the single most important message tune ever made in reggae music.
Repeat it.
I want to sing it out to you. Equal Rights and Justice by Peter Tosh.
Yeah.
Equal Rights and Justice is the most important song. And I will tell you why. When we are talking about the rights of black people, the forces that be tend to want to say, oh, so you're anti-me. I want to clarify, no. To be pro-you does not mean you're anti the next guy.
Mm-hmm.
You are for you, towards the uniting of humanity, which his majesty speaks to in a statement where he says we must become members of a new race.
Mm-hmm.
In that, but towards that goal, which is where equal rights and justice come in, we can't sing one love yet. We love one love, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't sing one love and sweep injustice under the carpet.
Sure.
So before we get to one love, we have to have equal rights and justice, because equal rights and justice brings out the real villain. So when you say to all humanity, let us sit down together now as brothers and sisters, and one guy says, no, sir. He or she is the problem. And so far, the ones who were in control for so long do not want to sit with us. So I want to clarify, we are not asking for anybody to go and kill anybody or in a revolution or turning the table or reverse racism. That will all be wrong. We are asking for us to sit at the table of humanity as one. And we can look at it in His Majesty's speech. People can look it up. His Majesty gave a speech called Members of a New Race. Right? And in that Members of a New Race speech, he talks about us all now no longer looking at the isms and schism and things that divide us. And so in that regard, equal rights and justice speaks out. Because equal rights and justice say, everyone is crying out for peace, but no one is crying out for justice. They want to sweep the injustice under the carpet.
Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody
wants to die.
Please notice,
when he says that, he also says, sotto voce, followers of Jesus.
Yeah.
Because the Christians want to go to heaven, but they do not want to take the crucifixion.
That's right. The voice and the work of Peter McIntosh, OM, Order, Merit.
Everyone is crying out for peace, yes. None is crying out for justice.
And it makes me wonder why.
Everyone is crying out for peace, yes. None is crying out for justice.
The inscription of Jamaica's reggae music. Jamaica's reggae music meeting all the criterias to be inscribed on the United Nations representative list. It speaks loud. It speaks volume for Jamaica. Final question for you, Professor Ibo Cooper. Where do we go now?
All right, generation coming. Please, listen to your history. Read your history. View your history. This is the information age. Much of it is now on the internet, accurately represented. Learn what went before. It doesn't have to tie you down. And continue to create. We are now in what they say is the fourth industrial revolution. This is the age now of artificial intelligence. So they are now going to come with the robots.
Yes,
right?
Yes. It is said
generation
that
coming. Are we going to dance to the robot and make the robot dance to me. Continue to create.
That's true. Somebody just sent another message to say Ibo Cooper, the second most influential song to come out of Jamaica. It is called Legalize It by Peter Tosh. On that note...
But hold on, before you go away, so would life say,
yeah,
the Canadians listen to him
and legalize it first. Well, Mr. Ibo Cooper, I want to thank you very much. I want to thank you for being there at the for Inner Circle, being there for Third World, being there for the music, being there as a professor at the Edna Manley College to educate the youngsters. Continue doing what you're doing, sir. This is not the last time we will have such a conversation like this on Grooving Radio with you, sir. Everything that you do for the music, everything that you do for us, we certainly love it and embrace it. Happy holidays to you and your family, Mr. Cooper, and thank you very much for joining us this Saturday morning, sir.
And the same to you. And if I can get 30 seconds, you there?
Yes, man, go ahead.
Yes, we also have to remember that 4 years ago, mm-hmm. Kingston was also given the recognition by United Nations as a creative city of music.
Mm. Congratulations to this little dot on the map called Jamaica. Very impactful little highland. Thank you very much, Mr. Ibo Cooper, for your contribution
blessed
this morning.
Blessing to Groovin, blessing to the Door family. Thanks for the royal treatment. And yep. Love everybody.
All right, Ibo. Blessing.
One love. We'll talk soon, sir. One love. Ibo Cooper, ladies and gentlemen. OD, Order of Distinction. Anthony Turner, we are at that moment. Closing remarks.
Yeah, man, bro. Another powerful program. Boy, we never, ever have enough time to discuss
the things that need to be discussed. That's how it is, Anthony. Thank you for your contribution too, sir. We'll talk tomorrow evening. One love.
All right, you take care, man.
One love. Ladies and gentlemen, we are at that moment where we're going to have to turn the station over to the Wake Up Radio team. Coming up next is going to be Wake Up Radio with Uncle Carl B and Sister Debo. Let me just quickly remind you that Groovin' Radio was executively produced by Clement Hume and Christopher Roberts. Groovin' Radio was hosted by Ras Clem this Saturday morning. Contributing to the presentation this morning, we go back to our community engagement segment where we engage you with the award-winning actor and producer and director Roy T. Anderson, who is producing Garvey, The Untold Story. The Jamaica Observer provided their weekly roundup of news this Saturday morning. Anthony Turner, who is our entertainment reporter, and he is also our writer, he presented Entertainment Report this morning, and he presented the bio for our very special mic check guest, Professor Ibo Cooper, founding member of Inner Circle and also the group Third World. Inner Circle just celebrated 50 years. Third World will be celebrating 45 years. Waiting on the other side of the 11:30 hour, it is going to be the Wake Up Radio team. Tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, CNN will be having their top 10 heroes. And our top 10 hero from CNN is Dr. Robert Gore. You are indeed a winner in our eyes already, sir. So congratulations. Stay tuned for the Wake Up Radio team. Groovin' Radio returns tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. live on VIP. Stay blessed. Stay warm. Leaving you with the voice of Peter McIntosh, Equal Rights, and that is all we're asking for, Equal Rights.
Everyone is crying out for peace, yes. None is crying out for justice. Everyone is crying.